Unit 2, Lesson 4, The Olympic Movement. The Olympic Movement encompasses organizations, athletes, and other persons who agree to be guided by the Olympic Charter. Who belongs to the Olympic Movement? The Olympic Movement groups together all those who agree to be guided by the Olympic Charter and who recognize the authority of the International Olympic Committee, IOC. Namely the International Federations, IFs, of sports on the program of the Olympic Games, the National Olympic Committees, NOCs, the Organizing Committees of the Olympic Games, OCOGs, athletes, judges, and referees, associations and clubs, as well as all the organizations and institutions recognized by the IOC. Birth of the Olympic Movement. When he announced in Paris on a winter's evening in 1892 the forthcoming reestablishment of the Olympic Games, Pierre de Coubertin was applauded, but nobody at the time imagined the scale of the project entailed in reviving the ancient Olympic Games, appointing a committee in charge of organizing them, and creating an international movement. The IOC was created on June 23, 1894. The first Olympic Games of the modern era opened in Athens on April 6, 1896, and the Olympic movement has not stopped growing ever since. Olympism is a state of mind based on equality of sports, which are international and democratic. It is a philosophy of life, exalting and combining in a balanced whole the qualities of body, will, and mind. Goals of the Olympic Movement. The goal of the Olympic Movement is to contribute to building a peaceful and better world by educating youth through sport practiced without discrimination of any kind, in a spirit of friendship, solidarity, and fair play. The Olympic Movement is defined also by the numerous activities in which it engages, such as promoting sport and competitions through the intermediary of national and international sports institutions worldwide. Cooperation with public and private organizations to place sport at the service of mankind. Assistance to develop sport for all. Advancement of women in sport at all levels and in all structures, with a view to achieving equality between men and women. Opposition to all forms of commercial exploitation of sport and athletes. The fight against doping. Promoting sports ethics and fair play. Raising awareness of environmental problems. Financial and educational support for developing countries through the IOC institution Olympic Solidarity. All sports for all people. This is surely a phrase that people will consider foolishly utopian. That prospect troubles me not at all. I have pondered and studied it at length and know that it is correct and possible, wrote Pierre de Coubertin in 1919. The future proved him right.